All right, y'all, we are on rep number 7, and this will be our last rep. It's been really, really good. We are coming into Philippians chapter 2, verses 6 through 11. And Paul is writing to the Philippian church. And right before this, and you can kind of see it at the beginning in verse 5, I put verse 5 in here, but he's just talking about relationships. He's basically wanting them to put other people above themselves, and he wants people to really think of others more highly than think of yourself. And he's really wanting people to have an other's focus, if you will. There's obviously more to it, but that's just the immediate context in chapter 2. So right in chapter 2, you can go ahead and just read verse 5 too, and then just go from there.
Okay. All right. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Okay, I did not know that this was a poem.
Yep.
That's funny.
Yep.
Okay, so.
Because it's in a letter.
Yes, yeah, yes. Yep.
It's smack dab in a letter. And so you're thinking like letter. But this is why that first rep is so important.
Yeah.
To get you to the place where, because you see these indentations. Now when you go back and read it, it's going to be clear as day where it sticks out to you. And so, all right, he interrupts this letter to provide a poem.
Yeah, which is so interesting that it's like narrative, or with the rest of his letter, would that be considered? What is it? A narrative?
So there's narrative, Bible project called the prose discourse, and then poem. So prose discourse is like common everyday language meant to
give
a point. So a letter is basically discourse. I'm trying to convey a message, like an essay, introduction, meat, body, and then conclusion. But in the middle of the body, if you will,
inserts a letter.
Yep. Okay, here comes so this poem.
Cool. Okay. I'm sorry. A poem.
Yes. You're good.
So he's talking about that we should have the same mind as Jesus, and this is the mindset that Jesus has within the poem. So Jesus, who is being in the very nature God, did not consider equality. I feel like equality, that's a great visual, I think, in my mind, like to show that he is equal with God, one with God. It's not something that he should use to his advantage, but rather he made himself nothing. That's a strong word, that he made himself nothing, like as if he like emptied himself, basically, by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. I don't really, that's not a metaphor or a simile or anything.
What do you mean? Which part?
By taking the very nature of a servant.
So that one, it wouldn't be a metaphor only because he actually did that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
And let me say, this is also, if I'm not, no. Go ahead.
Okay. And being found, in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on the cross.
So kind of what you're alluding to, I just realized it as you were saying it, that God basically became a metaphor like for us. Like it's almost like in order to be the ultimate, in order to have ultimate relatability, I'm going to go from abstract to concrete. And so to me, that's what it seemed like you were struggling with right there, because like, he's God. But he went from the abstract to concretized.
Okay. That's good. Thank you for putting
to word.
Yeah.
Like, in other words, God was personified.
Yes.
I mean,
yeah.
That's what, you know, in other words, he was personified.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's good.
Not a person.
Yes.
But in order for us to relate,
yeah,
you know, on a personal level, he was personified.
Yeah.
Man, that's good.
A person became a man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you, Matt.
Sure.
Okay, so verse 9, therefore God exalted him to the highest place, that exalted again. Mm-hmm. So we can see Jesus, just that God lifted him up and gave him a name that is above every name. So it just automatically takes me to like visualizing his name that is above anything that I can name, anything that is given a name. Mm-hmm. The name of Jesus, our Lord, is higher than all of that. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. So that's another visual. You see knees bowing, mm-hmm, in heaven and on earth and under the earth. So that includes everybody. They got everybody in that one. And every tongue acknowledge. So our tongues, using our words to say that Jesus is Lord, to glorify God the Father. So yeah, I think the takeaway is just that we are to have the same mindset that Jesus had, that he humbled himself, and so that we are to do the same. That's kind of the takeaway, the big takeaway that I think, mm-hmm, Paul was trying to emphasize.
But what powerful part. Well, go ahead, Matt. But how did he humble himself? That's the part. That's really what Paul is getting at right here. If you would ask me,
yeah.
The emphasis is the what is important, but the how is really. Okay. I think that's why he chose a poem, because Paul could have just said, and this poem, if I'm not mistaken, was pretty well circulated, mm-hmm, after Jesus' death and resurrection, that the early Christian community was saying this poem, like this is something that either said or sang to one another. Mm-hmm. And so he said, again, he knows his audience, so he says something relatable to them. But even just the poem itself, if I think about it, have the same amount of the how. How did he humble himself? And I think the poem really exemplifies the how, because Paul could have just said, humble yourself like God humbled himself. Mm-hmm. But he really explores this how. Who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing. Mm-hmm. Like, he went from the most exalted status in the world to as low as you possibly, in the universe, to as low as where you could possibly be. Mm-hmm. By taking on the nature of a servant, being made into human likeness. Mm-hmm. So how do we humble ourselves? We go from where we are and get low.
Yeah.
And we get low.
That's good.
And we stay low. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself, even becoming obedient to death, even death on the cross. So how do we humble ourselves? We it's not just even laying low. It's I'm obedient to death. The mindset that King Jesus had is I'm obedient to death, even death on the cross. Mm-hmm. That's how in my relationships with one another, I have the same mindset. Jesus died sacrificially for all of us. So let me make sure I take on that same mindset as well. So I think, and we can keep exploring, but that was really, I think, why he gave that poem.
Okay.
Because he wanted us to really dig out that how. Mm-hmm. Any thoughts on that, Matt?
Yeah, I think it's real, especially now that I look at this, I don't know to say completely different, but much deeper, because I'm thinking in terms of one of the first things I wrote about verse 6 is, the Lord, you know, Jesus Christ is God, but doesn't identify in a relationship as God or as above, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the first, and for us, it's like, if he's teaching us how to relate to one another, that if the King of Kings and Lord of Lords and relating to us,
amen,
didn't take the position that he could have and should have and would have, because it had always been that way, that it really, and I kind of wrote a down arrow for the first two verses, meaning I started outlining on the side here, he's really giving us instruction on how to build the skill to be a better relationship.
Hey, that's good. That's good, Matt.
And what he's doing is he's saying, even though God, not equal with God, nothing, himself, lowering yourself, servant, that's my next skill, is so I need to have the perspective and the mindset, Lord, humble me, keep me the dust, humility.
Amen.
Then I need to take the role of a servant. I need to look around me and say, my only role here is to serve around me. I humble myself and I die to the flesh daily.
Amen.
As a disciple.
Amen.
And that in doing that, then I can be exalted.
And the new thought, and even who is doing the exalting?
Exactly.
Yeah.
God. Yeah. In other words, but as he's teaching this to us to say how to relate to each other as a Christian is it's like, because once I go through that process and where have I made myself my own God or where have I gotten prideful, especially as I'm trying to relate to this and what my position might be as father or husband or in a business or as an employee, all these other types of things, I need to humble myself. I'm here to serve, not to be served. Mm-hmm. I need to die to that death, and like you always have taught us, it's not a one-time. It's a skill. I can go through that, to be able to relate, because then after that, right, then God can exalt me.
Yeah. Amen. Right? Yeah. Amen.
And then I can be effective, and then I can receive the blessing or the wisdom. Time back, then I can get the wisdom of how to relate in this relationship or problem solve, and not just building a new relationship. If I'm struggling right now in a relationship, it's like, you know, because really the layer to that is also my relationship to the Lord, right? If I'm struck, or if I feel like I'm up against something, or it's the same thing. It's a skill. That's so really good. Spelled it out. If we unpack it and go, okay, whatever you think you are, you're not equal to him, right? You're nothing, right? In terms of who God is, be a servant, humble yourself, die the death, be willing to die that death, and say, I'm here to serve. So anyhow, that was. It's just something looking at through the lens of poetry. I never saw that he's actually just taught me a skill when I unpack that. And so.
That's good. I as you were talking with verse 9, Nathan, and you pointed this out, therefore God exalted him.
Amen.
And so it makes me think back, okay, to verse 5, although this is about in your relationship with one another, have the same mind as Christ. So I would have to ask myself, okay, am I trying to exalt myself
in my relationships? Amen.
Wow. Go ahead.
Like, am I exalting myself, or am I humbling myself to be a servant? Like, in any type of relationship, am I trying to put my thoughts over yours? Am I trying to put my needs over yours?
Am I interrupting you to get my perspective in?
Because Jesus could have exalted himself.
Had every right to.
Because he was equal, you know, with God. And but he chose to humble himself, and then God exalted him. And so that same process could happen for us if we relate to one another and relate to God in that way. He will exalt us when we humble ourselves. And I'm in my relationship. I don't have to fight with somebody to want to be on top.
Boy, this is so good.
Have my thoughts higher than theirs. Amen. No, let me humble myself. Let me serve them. Let me die to myself daily, and then God will exalt me. And even in relationship, I don't have to be exalted, but it's just in general, God will exalt us.
It's like, even as you're saying that, it's not my responsibility to exalt myself. This is what says to me. It is not my responsibility. YouTube, Facebook, social media, business, employment, it's not my job to exalt myself. I mean, to me, this is, and I'm so glad that this is a new thought, because it just makes it stick out even more. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place.
And gave him the name above every. In other words, that also what he's doing is he's saying that is the standard, that what you can aspire to. You know, he was given the name of, because he's given us the skill and the outline to do it. And why are we pressing hard towards that mark, right? Yep. Those who are first will be last. Those who are last will be first. You know, and just all these different images and all these different things that have been painted for us. And then every knee shall bow. Well, why is all that happening? Not because he exalted himself, right? And so in terms of how to be able to relate to people, like you said, am I serving myself and my own agenda?
Help me, Lord.
Yeah. Lord, help me. You know, it's just, you know, so that's, thank you, Khadijah. That's a lot of wisdom.
And that therefore, so I can't remember where I learned that, but if you see a therefore, it's like, what is it there for? It's like, you got to go back up. Okay. Yeah. God exalted him because he did all of this. Yep. He humbled himself. Then he was able to be exalted. But it doesn't happen in reverse.
As a disciple, how do we align? You know, it's what's great is it's given me the skill. How do I align?
Yeah.
And I can.
Yep.
There's hope in this.
Yeah.
That's right. No matter where I'm at, no matter, you know, where I've been, it's like, I can come back to this.
Sure can.
I can go through this and
get humble, get low.
Because we have the same mindset
Amen.
As Christ. Like this Amen. Was his mindset and we have it. So we can apply that Amen. And do as he did.
Thank you. Man, it's good stuff. Good stuff. Good stuff. Yeah. All right, y'all. Great job with this one. This was wonderful. And this, go ahead and close it on out. Okay. Any final thoughts?
No, I thought this was great. Just being able to slow down and like really explore and be intentional to let me recognize poetry. Let me make sure I'm reading it as such. Let me explore it and then take away the what of what the author was intending for us to take away. Like, but we have to slow down in order to do that. I don't need to just rush through the scriptures because I can get so much in one scripture. You can pull so much out of one scripture, but we get so caught up in, let me read these chapters. Yeah, and you can get so much if you just meditate on one verse. Like that can be more beneficial than you rushing through a whole chapter just to check it off your list to say that I read it. Yep. But just slowing down, be intentional to slow down and pay attention to the scriptures, especially poetry, just slowing down to take so much off of, out of it. And we could get even more. Like we just did this and it was like on the spot. But if we sat down and meditated on it even more, we could pull more from it. So this was great. This was great.
Yeah, I'd echo the same thing. I'd say and say thank you because I've never had anybody point out to me that reading poetry first and foremost is a skill and can be a skill and is a skill that I want to develop because of the fact of, you know, like you said, so many times you just want to read it the same way and pass through it and then oftentimes be confused by it. You know, the confusion for me lies within my own responsibility now, which is I've been blessed by that to say, now I can identify it as poetry. Mm-hmm. And it's on me to say, okay, what am I going to do with it?
Amen.
And it's not only a skill that I can build, but teach to other people.
Yep.
So it's repeatable
in
terms of being able to say, well, hey, do you ever think that just like learning this passage of scripture from Philippians, the truth be told, I didn't know it was, I never identified with it as poetry and reading it as a poem. So just that alone in terms of identifying with it, then all I can do to unpack it, I'm better for it and glad to go through it. It was very, very beneficial.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. This was a real blessing to go through and work it out because, you know, it was a conviction that, man, we got to get our Bible. All of our fundamental and foundational beliefs come from the Bible. Mm-hmm. And other disciples as well, but they're getting it from the word. Mm-hmm. So we need to get good at making sure we know where our beliefs come from. Mm-hmm. And so this is a blessing to do. And so we got a little bit of homework. My homework, I would encourage everybody is to write out a poem, write a poem. When you write a poem, it's going to give you an even greater sense of appreciation because of the time and attention it takes to write out a poem. Mm-hmm. Writing out, if you just write out your thoughts, you can just do a stream of consciousness. It's easy. But writing out a poem takes time, takes intentionality. It takes care. And so I write out a poem. Like, recognition is key to understanding. Reading is necessary to know. Exploration will put you in a different landing. Leaving with the what will help you grow. I think we'll all benefit from spending some time in building the skill of reading biblical poetry. Thank you all so much for sticking with us this whole time. It's been a real blessing. God bless you all. And remember, submitting to Jesus isn't just a one-time big decision, but a lifetime of intentional choices. Be sure to check us out on growing2disciples.com. Check out our YouTube page and our Facebook page as well. We love you and we're excited to see you in the next practice session.